Welcome to the recorded candidate interviews by the League of Women Voters of Portland. All the candidates running for this position in the primary election were invited to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions, and included as many of the questions as time allowed.
Hello, this is Chris Kobe with the League of Women Voters of Portland. You are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with candidates running in the May 17, 2022 primary election. All of the candidates running for this position in the primary election were invited by the League to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions. The number of questions asked is determined by the length of a candidate's answers. In this process, we are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Alyssa Pishka, candidate for Metro Council President. Welcome, Ms. Pishka.
Thank you, Chris.
Please provide us a little bit of information about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, so a little bit about me personally, just to start out. I'm originally from the Midwest, outside of the Kansas City area. Grew up in Overland Park, Kansas. And the reason why I tell you that is I watched sprawl happen in real time, taking up farmland and leaving our downtown core behind. That really set the path for me to go into land use planning. So I got my degree, my master's degree in urban planning from University of Kansas, and I moved out here in 96. So I've been here for about 26 years. Since then, I've become a mom, a wife, and I have my own small business, a consulting firm in economic development. And over the 26 years, I really developed extensive experience in land use and transportation planning, as well as economic development and real estate development. So I'm the only candidate running for Metro President with that breadth of experience, which is all really critical for Metro. So why I'm running? I'm running because I think this region's amazing. It has incredible potential, except for I think we're trapped, and many people feel trapped right now, except for a few key issues that need to be addressed. And I would say those key issues right now for Metro is addressing homelessness. There's a division between the government and business, and that was really illustrated by my opponent's failed transportation bond measure, and we need to end the divisiveness and come together. And then the third component I think is really critical is Metro is now responsible for $3.6 billion worth of bond revenue, and performing on that and being responsive to the voters is critical. So I think new leadership at Metro is really critical to deliver on those three core issues.
What measures should be taken to help taxpayers understand how housing bond and supportive housing service funds are spent and whether outcomes meet goals?
So I think that is really critical for more Metro's core expertise. They were experts in data research. They've dissolved that. If you look at the budget, unfortunately, the data research center has been dissolved, but I would really focus on that coming back. Accountability through data. Right now, we are poised to be spending $200 to $250 million a year, and we haven't been able to measure the problem, and we're not going to know if we're solving it without metrics. So what I would really want to focus on, the ultimate metric we need to be focusing on, are less people having to live on sidewalks. We're seeing a lot of data and figures about new shelter beds, new vouchers, but no one's talking about, are people using the shelters? How many people are getting the vouchers? Are we achieving that outcome? So I think Metro has a role to simplify the vision and really talk about that core outcome of less people living on the sidewalk. Coupling that with that core outcome factor, I think Metro should also, the Metro President should focus on three core areas: increasing interim shelter, improving access to mental health and drug addiction recovery services, and then that third element of accountability and measuring the outcomes.
You are listening to the Video Voter Guide interview and podcast of Alyssa Pishka, candidate for Metro Council President. What measures should be taken to preserve and effectively utilize our industrial land supply in order to support a growing economy? Please explain.
So I think, you know, back to my origin story of going to land use, controlling sprawl is critical, and that is what makes Portland so vibrant and unique. So I think the purpose of the urban growth boundary is to control sprawl, but not stifle our economy and limit housing supply. So I think the first thing we need to do is look at existing industrial lands. I've talked to industrial brokers, specifically Stu Peterson with McAdam Forbes. There's a couple hundred acres in Wilsonville specifically, but because of current zoning restrictions, it's not getting developed. So let's make sure we unlock the existing supply first within the growth boundary, and then we can talk about where we need to expand. So I'm for both, being as efficient as possible within, and then as we need to, let's look at where we can expand the growth boundary and provide the necessary infrastructure to keep our economy healthy.
Please explain the factors you will consider when evaluating the need for the interstate bridge replacement and the associated I-5 freeway expansion.
So obviously, I think everyone agrees the bridge needs to replace. That's critical. What I would advocate for is let's look at current transportation numbers, consider how we can be looking at congestion pricing, which is a different variation on tolls, and transit. We need to make sure we are building the minimum amount of lane widening necessary to meet our economic needs. That's how I'd be approaching it, is making sure that we're building the minimum size investment needed to accommodate our economy.
Oregon's land use planning system has been in place for nearly 50 years. Please describe your commitment to the spirit and letter of SB 100, the law that established Oregon's approach to land use.
Yeah, I think it's, again, talked about that. The urban growth boundary is incredibly unique, and it's intended to preserve our farmland as well as encourage density within the downtown core. So I am absolutely committed to that. I've been meeting with farmers out in Washington County, Jackie Jones with Dyke Farms. They're very concerned. So we need to respect the perspective of the business owner farmers in Washington County, and we need to increase density in Portland's urban core. That has not been happening. Again, back to this theme of zoning restrictions and permitting culture, we're not building as dense as we could be in our urban form, especially for housing. So we need to correct that. So in meeting the spirit of SB 100, we need to be both considering how we're going to be expanding the UGB very intentionally, but also make sure that we're building up inside as much as possible.
Thank you, Ms. Pishka. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview of Alyssa Pishka, candidate for Metro Council President. Election Day is Tuesday, May 17. Thank you for informing yourself about the candidates and for exercising your right to vote. For more information on the primary election and this race, visit our websites, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you for your interest.
This interview was produced by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund and Metro East Community Media. Funding was provided by the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, Vernier Software and Technology, and the Sarah Frewing Memorial Fund. For more information on the primary election and this race, visit our websites, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you for listening and for voting. Copyright 2022 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Licensed by Creative Commons.